We come into Tuesday with markets balancing an improving risk backdrop against a macro environment that continues to favor a relatively hawkish Federal Reserve. The U.S. dollar gave back some of last week's gains on Monday, with the euro and pound leading the advance against the greenback as quarter-end portfolio rebalancing, profit-taking on long dollar positions, and firmer risk sentiment outweighed the underlying support from higher U.S. yields. Even so, investors remain reluctant to abandon the broader view that U.S. monetary policy is likely to remain tighter than that of many of its developed market peers, particularly following Fed Chair Warsh's hawkish debut at the Fed. Breaking down the action, sterling and the euro outperformed as easing geopolitical concerns and softer energy prices encouraged a modest rotation back into European assets. Lower oil prices continued to ease inflation pressures across the euro area, although they have also led markets to scale back expectations for further ECB tightening, leaving the policy outlook a key focus into the Sintra Forum. The Japanese yen remains the clear underperformer, with dollar yen continuing to trade near multi-decade highs despite repeated intervention warnings from Tokyo, as the wide U.S.-Japan yield differential continues to dominate price action. Meanwhile, the Australian dollar and broader commodity currencies are looking ahead to the release of the RBA minutes and China's official PMI data for fresh direction. Risk appetite improved across global equity markets. Wall Street finished Monday's session with broad gains, led by another strong performance from the technology sector, while the Dow Jones and the Russell 2000 both closed at fresh record highs. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ also rallied strongly as investors looked through geopolitical uncertainty, although some of the strength was likely amplified by quarter-end positioning rather than any significant change in the macro backdrop. Markets continue to walk a fine line between optimism surrounding corporate earnings and artificial intelligence investment and caution over elevated valuations and the prospect of interest rates remaining higher for longer. Looking ahead, attention now turns to the RBA meeting minutes and China's June PMI release during the Asian session before focus shifts to this week's ECB's annual forum at Sintra and the latest U.S. labor market data. Together, these events are expected to provide important guidance on the outlook for global monetary policy and determine whether the recent recovery in risk appetite can be sustained or whether the U.S. dollar resumes its broader uptrend. That's all for now.